This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. President Joe Biden says he is committed to keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond the August 31st deadline for withdrawal. Biden also announced that he's pushing back against criticism that the U.S. should have more to plan for the evacuation and withdrawal, which has been marked by scenes of violence and chaos as thousands attempted to flee while the Taliban advance. He made the comments in an interview with ABC News. Up to 15,000 Americans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. Deputy Secretary of State Sherman said the U.S. is reaching out to dozens of countries post at-risk Afghans, while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghans seeking asylum. For more news, please join us at voanews.com by remote. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is in the United Arab Emirates after fleeing Afghanistan early this week as the Taliban seized control, according to the UAE. The UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation said that the UAE welcomed President Ghani and his family into the country on humanitarian grounds. Ghani fled Afghanistan on Sunday before the Taliban fighters arrived in Kabul without resistance. Ghani posted on Facebook that the Taliban have won and that he left Afghanistan to prevent a flood of bloodshed. Ghani also denied unconfirmed reports that he had a large amount of money when he fled and noted his denial can be verified by customs. The International Monetary Fund said on Wednesday it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary reserves due to a lack of clarity over the country's government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. An IMF representative said in an email statement that there was a lack of clarity within the international community regarding recognition of a government in Afghanistan, as a consequence of which the country cannot access special drawing rights, reserves, or other IMF resources. President Joe Biden says coronavirus booster shots will be available starting the week of September 20th, pending approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, Mr. Biden announced the shots will be free and provided to people 8 months after they received their second shot of the vaccine. President Biden downplayed criticism that Americans would be getting additional protection against COVID-19 while much of the world still waits for their first vaccination shots. President said, "We can take care of America and help the world at the same time." The World Health Organization on Wednesday condemning a rush by wealthy countries to provide COVID vaccine booster shots while millions around the world have yet to receive a single dose. Speaking in Geneva, the emergency director, Mike Ryan, told reporters providing boosters while so many were still waiting to be immunized was, in his words, immoral. Earlier this month, WHO called for a moratorium on COVID vaccine booster shots to help ease the drastic inequity in dose distribution between rich and poor nations. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.